Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday in the month of Bava, and we listen to the gospel of today, which we're talking about the dominion of Jesus Christ of the demons. The part from Matthew 12:22. Then one brought to him who was a demon possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and a mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? I will tell you, when we go to the gospel, there is a word in Greek language, fikel makeda fil grigi, try to reveal the dominion of Jesus Christ. The dominion of Jesus Christ is exousia. And there is no comparison between this word in Greek language with any other language or any other word can describe the dominion and the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. There is no word that can explain this word. So the authority of Jesus Christ can't be compared by any other authority. Yesterday night in the Vesper, we read in the Gospel, when Jesus Christ, he stopped the storm. He was sleeping with all the disciples, and suddenly the disciple went to him like, what are you doing? You're sleeping. Jesus Christ, like, he was so like them and looked to them like, what are you doing? Why are you afraid? I'm here with you. So, and he went out and one hand only, and he stopped the storm. I think calm. And everything came back to normal. This is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today it's a message from Jesus Christ, from this gospel, to say we are saved. We are in his hands. But the problem also too, I wanted to tell you about something very important. In the beginning, God gave us the light. He is the light. When he created Adam in the beginning of the world, he gave him also the authority, and he said, I am the light to you, and I will give you this light inside you. He took everything from God. He lived from the breath of God. And other people said, no, like there is, what do you mean about Adam is coming from God? No, it's not. He's not from the dust. The evolution and the big man. No, he gave him this breath from him, and he created him on his image too. وَخَلَقَ كَمَنْ هُوَ عَلَى مِسَالُهُ وَعَلَى صُرْتُهُ. And he told him, I will give you also the authority on everything. كَمَنْ يَا رَبِّ, will give us the authority? Yes, he said, like, yes, I will give you the authority. And you see, Adam, all these animals I created for you, but make it the name. Give them all these animals' names. He was playing with the lions. He's playing with all the beasts. He's playing with everyone. He had the authority on everything until something happened. God said to Adam, don't eat. It's only one thing I wanted to ask you, to love me. If you love me, please don't eat this fruit. And the problem that he didn't listen to him, or we can say he had this spirit of proud. I'm proud. I can't be as God, because this is what happened. The serpent talked to Eve, and the devil tried to drag Eve in this area of, you will be like God. You will know the good and the bad. And the devil deceived them. And what happened? Adam and Eve fell in this sin. The problem of sin is not the death. Because he said that God said to them, while you are eating this fruit, you will die. This death is a separation from God. And that's why when we are doing any sin, it is a separation from God. You feel darkness inside my heart. I have the authority. God gave me this authority on all the evils. I can talk to the devil. I have more power than him. But the problem is the sin which is coming to me make me very weak, and I can't fight against this devil. Jesus Christ said in John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Even when I am sinner, God is taking me in his hands and say, I'm protecting you, don't worry. When the disciples, like yesterday when we read the gospel in the Vesper, Jesus Christ said to them, you are scared. Even you have no faith, I will protect you. We have only one refuge. Even I am weak, I have to go back to his bottom, and I'm said, I have no one can protect me. Only you. That's why you give us the authority. But now because I'm a sinner, that's why I can't go and have this authority again on the devil. It's only this authority from you. This power is from you. عشان كده ما اجي اصلي بقول له يا رب انا ما عنديش القوة الا من عندك انت. ما عنديش اي قوة اقدر اعمل بيها اي حاجة. الوحيد اللي يقدر يديني القوة دي هو انت. انا اضعف من اضعف اي حاجة. That's why I have to, when I'm praying, I talk to God like, who am I? But I have only one promise. You said, when you are praying, say, our Father who art in heaven. في اللغة الأرامية, in the language Aramaic, it's named Abba. Abba, it's more deep than Baba, our father. Abba, it means like a deep meaning of the Father. That's why in Upper Egypt more, they said Abba. There is two things together. Abba, it's a respect, and Abba is a father, and Abba is a friend. He's more close to my person, to me, like when I say Abba. So I have this promise. Even I am a sinner, but I have this promise. When he said to me, say to me, Abba. What happened? Why we are far a little bit, and sometimes I feel very weak, and I feel also too, there is a gap between me and between God. There is three stages of sin, and I have to take care about that. There is three kinds of death. Like Jesus Christ, he rose three different persons. And also, our fathers said the three different persons are resembled to the three death too. The first one, it was a young girl. She was inside the home. And then Jesus Christ, he went to the home and the house. And he said, little girl, I say to you, arise. Which is Talitha. This is the first stage. What is the first stage of the sin? The sin is inside my heart, still inside some thought, inside my heart. I didn't do anything. There is no implementation. I didn't do anything in my sin now. It is still a thought, an idea, inside my heart only. So I didn't do anything outside. First stage. And Jesus Christ said, I will rise you. Don't worry. But only ask to come. Ask me to come. And I will come to your home, to your house, to arise you. The second stage of the sin, when a little boy of the widow, he went outside, he was dead, who is died. And there's a funeral outside. Then Jesus Christ, he was passing and said, like, okay, arise. In Luke 7:14, young man, I say to you, arise. The second one I'm trying, now it's implemented, like I do the sin. Second stage, who carried outside, like I'm after responding to my thought, to the ideas. In the beginning, it's coming to me, it's an idea or a thought, and after that, I do the sin, the second stage. And the third one was Lazarus. He was in the tomb for 4 days. 4 days. It's not like I did a sin. No, it's a habit now. It's become a habit. And he said to Lazarus, come forth. So even I am in the three stages, even the sin is still thought or idea. Or the sin now I implemented and I'm doing the sin. Or it's a habit. God will arise me. But it's only repent. He opened already the door of repentant confession. And he said, I will give you this door to open and it's easy. Don't worry about that. And I will come back to you and give you again the authority on the devil. And it will be more stronger than before. Not only by the confession and repentance, I will give you my body too. I will give you my body and my blood to be inside you, so there is I'm united with you. He said to in James, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So I know now the three stages, but also I have to resist. If I fall, it's okay. But I have to strive. I have to do some efforts. We are striving in everything. School, studying. University, studying. Work, we try to do everything. We try to work. We try to do a lot of efforts to work. A lot of things, we try to also do a lot of efforts with our kids too. Whatever what we are doing. All our life, it's effort. But why we are not doing any more effort for my Father? I'm not striving. I take it easy. Granted, Jesus Christ is here. I have to do some effort. I have to show him my love. He showed me every second his love, but I'm not showing him also to my love. And the second question is how to resist the devil. Today, when we read the pollen, we read from the first Corinthians also too. He said, watch, stand fast in faith, be men of courage, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Again, St. Paul said, if you wanted to resist to the devil, you have to do like that. It's easy. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be men of courage, and be strong. So four things only we have to do. The first one is watch. Watch is not like look by your eyes. No, when we go back again to the Greek language, we found that the watch, it means be alert. Be standby all the time. In the military, they know very well that they have to be ready for all the time for the enemy. And we know that we have an enemy. And maybe someone like say, like, هو إيه وقع القلب اللي إحنا فيه ده؟ هو لازم يعني؟ هو لازم نقعد نحارب؟ ما نخلي الحياة عادية؟ If I love someone, I have to do some effort to show him my love. If I love my kids, so I have to show them, for example, I love them. Not only, for example, like حبيبي أنا بحبك. Okay, وبعدين. طب ممكن نعمل تعملي لي أكل؟ لا. طب ممكن نخرج نتمشى؟ لا. أنا تعبان. طب ممكن ما تطلبش مني حاجة؟ أنا بحبك. It's not existing. If my kids ask me to do something, I'm said no. It's enough for me, for you, that I love you. He will reply, where is your love? Your love is our actions. What is exactly my action to do to show him my love? There is a devil already existing who try to fight against this love. And I have to show him. I have to be alert. I have to be steadfast. I have to know exactly. He's doing everything to drag me outside the circle of him, or the circle of warmth, of love. And there's a lot of questions. A lot of people now come to me. For example, at Abuna, we have a problem of doubt, of faith. Is God is existing? This is a normal question now I receive from everywhere. And this is the first war from the devil to shake the faith of everyone who created all the world. And there's a lot of theories outside, but it's not existing. I can't believe it, any one of them. So number one, I have to watch. I have to stand. Number two, I have to stand fast. I have to stand fast by faith. I have to go back to the faith by reading his word. When someone, for example, the kids, when they come to me and I'm trying to convince them to read the Bible, what I'm saying to them, okay, guys, we are praying and we ask God to help us. For example, we are praying, we are talking to God. So are you listening to God? So they said, like, no, I'm not sure how I can listen to God. So open the Bible to listen to his word. And when I open the Bible every day, this is a grace that I'm listening to his word. He's talking to me through the Bible. And also be men of courage. Every time, like, be men. A man who is like stand fast, he can resist, he can fight. Don't be weak. We are strong by him. Even if I know that I am a sinner and I fall, I have to be strong. حتى لو أنا وقعت وقع مش قادر أقوم منها لازم أكون قوي لأن أنا عارف أن أنا معايا ربنا الأقوى ما مخافش من حاجة وقعت أروح أقول له طب أعمل إيه مش هخاف ولا الشيطان ينزلني in depression like go me to the depression like give me like for example push me to the depression no I have my father, Abba. And I have to be a man, as I said. And the last things that we have to say, to resist the devil, I have also, which is the last part in the verse, in the first Corinthians, let all that you do be done with love. What is that? This is the last part. If I'm doing everything with love, first of all, I have, as I said before, I have to show God my love. But I wanted to tell you that he's every second he tried to tell you by word, I love you. I'm not sure, like, this is my faith, that if I can listen to the wind outside, I will listen to every single creation outside, thank God about everything. And if I can listen also to what God is saying, however he's talking to us, but I will listen to his voice when he say, I love you every single second. You are my, not creator, you are my son. I have to keep this love inside me. And I have to be sure that he is loving me. And I have to show him also to his my love. And I have to show the love to the others. Agape. Unconditional love. God loves the people and he sent his son to save them on the cross. And Jesus Christ loved the Son, loved the people by sending them also to His Spirit. And what happened after? He said, please love everyone. And to renew that, again, as I said, even I am a sinner, God opened for me the gate of repentance, the gate of confession, the gate of to listen to His word, to read His word, also the gate of communion. Communion. There's like in Arabic, بنقول التناول, لكن هو في الإنجليش أكتر communion. There's a unity. أنا بتحد معه. And He is renewing everything inside me. So He gave us the authority. And He gave us also to the dominion on all the devil. I'm not a weak person. I'm a very strong person with Him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
بالحقيقة نؤمن بإله واحد الله الآب ضابط الكل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور نور من نور إله حق من إله حق مولود غير مخلوق مساو الآب في الجوهر الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي من أجلنا نحن البشر ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء وتجسد من الروح القدس من مريم العذراء تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بيلاطس البنطي تألم وقبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبي أيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس لممكن انقضاء نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المحيي المنبثق من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن الناطق في الأنبياء بكنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولية ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا
تنجوش تيبول خايت هنتي أناستاسي سنتيني رب موت نم بي أنخن تبي أونس نيو
O God, the great and eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and the death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, You have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic cases.
Lord have mercy.
according to your good will, O God. Fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, hypocrisy, and all malice and the remembrance of evil intended. And make us all worthy, O our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with the trembling. Look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord. Lift up your hearts.
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right. Truly indeed, it's meet and right. O you, our Master, Lord, the God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the low. Holy, who has created heaven, earth, and sea, and all that there, and the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, principalities, authorities, thrones, dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are home. He around whom stand a cherubim full of eyes, the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim.